Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Dressing for your age. Should you dress according to your age? A 56-year-old woman has fired back at the haters who told her to dress for her age. Elsa Gomez shares her style on TikTok. And when one critic took issue with her outfit, she fired back. She's over 280,000 followers, this one, and regularly posts videos modelling different outfits, from crop tops to miniskirts to jumpsuits with plunging necklines. Now, she's no spring chicken, obviously, she's 56. In one clip, she showed off two different dresses, and there were mixed comments about the looks. One TikTok user wrote, first too tight, second too young, dress more to your age, and you look amazing. Another person says, in a video in response to that, Gomez said that she gets told to dress for her age quite a lot, but she ends up not doing it. She said, I try dressing my age and I look dead. So look, I suppose the question is, because some of the comments online are very, very rude to her, I'll be honest with you. Should somebody be judged by what they're wearing, or do you think that is wrong? I mean, it happens all the time. People are constantly judged, or we constantly judge people by what they're wearing. I mean, a woman wearing a short skirt and showing a lot of cleavage, for example, would be routinely known as a slag or some sort of slag because of her clothing, which is wrong, clearly, because she should be able to wear what she wants. But is that right? I want to ask, is it important to dress according to your age? Like, and I'm talking about men too, older men, you know, wearing skinny jeans and, you know, kind of Nike runners at 70 years of age. Is it important to dress your age? 65-year-old women in short mini leather skirts, you know, with high boots on them and whatever. Fishnet stockings. Sounds more like a woman of the night, doesn't it? But is it important to dress your age? Or is that mutton dressed as lamb? How would you feel if, you know, if you're a bit of the older persuasion and your wife went out dressed like that, or your husband went out dressed like a gobshite? How would you feel if he was dressed like a merengue man? You know what I mean? So there's your new beau, and he's 50 years of age, and he's going around like in white jackets and white trousers with like these kind of, you know, these kind of Don Johnson slip-on shoes, like a gobshite with no stockings on him, thinks he's 20 again. Gold dripping from him. Hair plugs, all that kind of stuff. How would you feel? Would you think to yourself, gobshite? Or would you say, no, fair play to him? Or if it's a girl and she's going around in a little miniskirt and she's in her 60s and she's got fishnet stockings and high boots on and showing off an awful lot at top, you know what I mean? We'd be thinking, slag. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Should you dress for your age? By the way, just to mention as well, don't forget, if you are looking for a job or a new career, head down to Leisureland in Galway on the 17th of September. Job as Expo. The tickets are free of charge. All you got to do is register online at jobsexpo.ie if you're looking for a new career. Lots of employers there, or maybe just looking to change your career. And by the way, so many questions in for Richard or for John Costello earlier on from Orpen Solicitors. He has promised he will come back on again, because I could have filled 2 or 3 hours with the amount of questions you had in relation to different aspects of law, and he will come on again and talk to us, and he was delighted obviously to answer all your questions today. Now, getting back to dressing for your age, let me go to Eilish. Eilish, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eilish?
Hello, Niall. Long time no here.
Nice to talk to you again. I'm looking at a picture of your hair. She wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
It's not yellow, it's black.
No,
and white.
I know. It's just the song. It's just the song.
I know.
I see a picture. Hard. You sent a picture of yourself in a pair. It's what do women call that thing? It's
I'm 58. Okay.
What?
What's I'm 5'8".
Yeah, and it's polka dot, but it's like shorts and a top together. What do they call that?
Pardon?
A jumpsuit or something, is it?
It's a jumpsuit, okay.
Yeah.
See, my theory always was, and I have a daughter, okay?
Yeah.
You either have a short skirt and a full top, or else a skimpy, what do I call it, top and a full skirt.
Right. Right? Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Look, come here.
I'm there.
Age is only a number.
It is. You're right.
Niall. I love my life. That picture was taken when I was going to my neighbour's birthday party.
How long ago was that?
It was only last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you look great for your age.
I do. Yeah. I know that. I get complimented every time I go uptown.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
But listen, I just need to give you the background there, Niall, if you don't mind, if you have a few minutes. My mother was a seamstress. She died in 1996.
Right.
Okay, age 73.
A seamstress. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She used to cycle from Knocknagoshal, County Kerry,
right,
to Brosna, which would be about 2 hour cycle.
Yeah, yeah.
To become a seamstress. And that's where she met my dad.
Right.
And she gave us our sense of
style,
beautiful dress.
Style and dress.
Style.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So do you think people are ever too old to dress young?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No way, Niall.
So have you seen some fella now, you know, 60 or 70 years of age, and he was walking down the road in a pair of white trousers and sandals and a white shirt and a white jacket on him like Don Johnson?
I wouldn't give a damn.
You wouldn't be thinking to yourself, he's an Aegis.
I wouldn't.
No.
Because each to everybody. Okay, so look, what I'm saying is, okay, I'm lucky to have a nice figure and...
So you show it off, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
And every time I walk down, Niall,
Do you get the odd whistle every now and again?
Oh, I do, yeah. And I take no notice whatsoever.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks for that, Eilish. Let me go to Breeda as well. Breeda here in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Breeda?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Breeda. I mean, if you have the body, you reckon go for it.
The gym and you're nice and toned and everything else, then yeah, you know, you can probably get away with it. But if you're like on the other side of 40 and you're getting, you know, everything's starting to drop as it does, then no, absolutely not. I mean, there are a certain amount of things that, you know, you have to dress age appropriately for certain things. Like, you know, I always told my daughter, 1 inch longer is nicer than 1 inch shorter.
Right,
if
okay.
If your dress is hanging with her, you can see that.
Would you be like a conservative dresser?
Oh, no, I would class myself as a classy dresser.
Okay,
I love my style. You know, I wear nice halter necks. I have great shoulders, so, you know, I kind of can get away with it. But, I mean, the day I start to look like, you know, a leaning post, then that would be the end of those.
Yeah.
No, I think if you look well and if you're not having bits hanging out all over the place,
but this is the problem. So when you see a 60-year-old woman and she has like a short leather mini skirt where it doesn't leave much to the imagination, and high boots on her or something like that, and then a blouse tied in a knot, you know those kind of blouses, and the cleavage hanging out,
is that
a problem?
Not if she looks well in it, no.
Oh, so if she looks well in it, it's okay.
Yeah, well, if she's toned and fit, absolutely. I mean, like Angela Rippon said, who says you can't wear leather trousers in your 70s? Like, that'd be so mean, you know? I mean...
But is there not a point that you get to say, even with men, I see fellas sometimes, and don't get me wrong, you know, I wear jeans, I dress casually most of the time because I work in radio, so I don't have to wear suits, right? But if I'm on the telly, I wear the suit or something, right? But I see lads, and they're going around like in, you know, white trousers and light blue shorts and gold necklaces, and they're like in their 60s, and I'm going, you look like a gobshite.
Yeah, well, that they think they're cool and they're going to pull the young ones, but like, unless they have a big flash Ferrari on the bum as well.
Yeah, they're like the merengue man, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, look, there's nothing nicer than seeing a man well dressed. I mean, my dad was a very dapper dresser, and we always said that. And I'd probably put my yardstick on how my dad dressed as to how I would like a man to dress for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing nice than seeing a man, as you said, nice suit on him, but nice jeans and a nice top as well is equally as good.
Yeah, Aisling, see, I'm trying to look straight ahead of me as I'm talking to you, because Aisling is distracting me because she wants to say something, but I know what she wants. Aisling, what's up with you?
I'm listening to Niall there talking to you, Breeda, and he's talking about men dressing this and that, and you know, when they look like this. Well, I'll tell you now, it wasn't too long ago, Niall Boylan rocked in here in a pair of what can only be described as, they were that, you know, that horrible stone washed kind of colour. They were quite tight, and they looked like someone had
splashed paint on them.
Splashed a load of paint all over.
I thought they looked good at the time.
And he thought he was the height of coolness. And at the time, myself...
This is about 7 years ago.
No, about six. And myself, Helena, and Mike Hogan at the time, we fell around the place.
I need to say it never wore them again, but like,
we thought it was April Fool's joke. It was a midlife crisis. I don't know.
Yeah, I am going to admit that was a bad choice. I saw them that day in the shop. I thought they looked okay. Didn't think they looked quite as bad as they were. And when I wore them, I never wear them again.
Maybe if they had been black with a splash of colour, they probably would have been cool. But like, that's the other problem. People put on this fleshy colour trousers or leggings or stuff, and you have to look twice because you're actually wondering, are they butt naked? Go on.
But Ruth does that. Ruth comes in, she's into her ripped jeans, right?
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Yeah, but she comes in some days, she might as well be wearing nothing at all down below because there's hardly any material left on them. I know she's 24, she's still quite young, but I think, you know, for old, could you imagine somebody older wearing those? No. It would be completely off limits. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just old fashioned.
I always like you know, you can show a little bit of flesh, but you don't have to show everything because there's no mystery there. Then if you're
the mystery, you know, that's what you like. The mystery,
yeah,
absolutely.
A little bit of mystery that they're wondering. I wonder, you know. But you have it all out in show. No mystery, you know.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed, Breeda. I appreciate you coming on the air. Loads and loads of people texting in. Niall, people should not be dressing up in clothes that are not appropriate for their age. They just look stupid. Somebody else says, Niall, routinely, my girlfriend dresses like she's 10 years younger than she is. I've tried to tell her in the nicest possible way, but she just doesn't get the hint. What should I do? Well, maybe people can give you some advice. The number's 087-188-0008.
Niall, if Harry Styles at the age of 27, 28 or whatever he is can go around dressed like a little old woman in his granny jumpers with pearls, then I at 33 can throw on a crop top and dress like a teenager if I want to.
Yeah, you tell him. You tell him.
Yeah, I think you're better off just dressing your age. Imagine looking at your 60-year-old missus going around dressing like a 24-year-old or something. You'd be bleeding scarlet, you would. No, wouldn't be for me, no. Just dress your age.
He's great. He sent in messages for. He laughs at his own messages as he's sending them. He's hilarious. I don't know your name, mate, but you're funny. I say a good crack out on a Saturday night. The number is 087-188-0008. Is there anything wrong with people dressing too young for their age? Kathleen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Hello, now. I can't hear you very well now.
Oh, I can hear you perfectly well, Kathleen.
Can I put me ears on for a minute?
Yeah, you...
Hold on, please, for me a minute. Okay,
oh,
now.
Jesus Christ.
Something wrong
never,
here.
Never work with animals okay. And children live on radio. I know, you're still there, are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here now.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, now.
Oh, I'm going home. I swear.
Hello, now.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay now, thank you very much.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you. Oh, God. Okay.
Now, getting back to dressing, yeah. So,
yeah.
Are you? Do you dress for your age?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. Would you dress younger or older? In other words, would you expose much?
No.
No.
No, not really.
Okay. So
I wouldn't. I class myself as I like clothes that are well cut. I think from a young age.
Okay.
I would have, I like very stylish clothes. You know.
Yeah. So you're a classy dresser.
Yes, I'm a classy dresser.
Okay, all right. And would you kind of, do you dress up all the time or only for a special occasion?
Well, I like to. I don't dress up all the time now, but I always like to look smart.
Okay.
You know, and I think it's very important for a lady to be comfortable in what she's wearing, but to look nice as well.
Yeah, to look presentable.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Particularly if she's going out. Yeah, of course.
If
you want to be seeing my other members of the general public. Okay, but what do you say about women, say, who would be in their 60s, who would be dressing, you know, in low-cut tops and short skirts and high boots and...
Well, maybe the women might not like what I have to say.
Okay.
But to hell with it, I'll say it when I'm speaking to you.
Yeah.
It's mutton dressed as lamb now.
M-dolls, isn't that what they call them?
Oh, is that what is the new nickname, is it?
Mutton dressed as lamb, M-doll.
Exiles. Okay. Yeah. That's a new one to figure out. I can't even say it now.
And what about, not to be sexist, what about guys in their kind of 60s going around looking, trying to look like Don Johnson? You know, in the old kind of Miami Vice. Yeah, the white clothes, the white trousers and the white jackets and the...
Oh, yeah.
I
said they're deluded now.
I think they're deluded. but there is, I suppose there is a case that we should never judge, as long as people are happy in the way they dress.
People are happy. But, you know, some fellas can get away, you know, if they have the look, you know.
Yeah.
They can, you know, if they look...
I have the look, yeah. Don't
yeah,
I, Ashley?
I've seen you. Yeah. I've seen you now. I went to one of the 80s nights, and I tell you, I had the best night ever.
Did you?
In Dublin, yeah, I did.
Oh, that,
and I remember when I seen Niall, just giving the place down the wall.
That was up in Harcourt Street, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. A few years back now,
hopefully we'll have a few more of those parties coming up very, very soon. Kathleen, have a lovely day, all right? Thank you very much indeed. You're a hoot. You and your speaker and your earphones.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.